And you're with Annie on Showreel. And we've got the curator of the British Film Festival on the line. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Well, thanks, Annie. Good morning to you.
Yeah. And, of course, the a British Film Festival is coming on at the Palace Cinemas, not just in Melbourne, but across Australia and in Ballarat and places like that. And it runs in Melbourne from November the 5th to December the 7th. I was looking at the program. It's pretty amazing, I'll have to say. Obviously, the British film industry is in a flowering position at the moment.
Yes, we've been able to secure some incredibly high-profile films this year, and I honestly believe that it's the strongest British Film Festival we've had so far. There's just such a wide variety of quality films, and at the same time, we've given audiences the opportunity of reflecting back on classic British cinema with the Hitchcock retrospective and also the British Brilliance Academy Award-winning films.
It is actually pretty amazing, I'll have to say. You've been doing the curating for a long time, so you're in a position to actually tell us about this quite extraordinary level of performance of the British cinema at the moment. I mean, we've got documentaries, we've got features, we've got really high-end actors. I mean, you've got Paul Mescal, you've got Josh O'Connor coming together in a film. You've got people like Chloe Zhao creating a film called Hammett, which is directly related to female experience. You've got horror with Dragonfly, which takes you into an elderly person's life. And it's just incredible, the level of discussion.
Yeah, we have. We've got, as you said, some really quality films. And our opening night film, The Coral, is a wonderful film that's, fresh from its premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival. It's a really touching period drama starring the incredibly high-profile Ralph Fiennes. If you're looking for, an emotional and elegant delight, it's just a perfect film and a wonderful film to showcase and open our festival. But I must say the closing night film, Hamnet, which you just touched on before, is an extraordinary film with, Paul Mescal and also Jesse Buckley. And Jesse Buckley's performance is quite extraordinary, and there's some scenes in that film that have stayed with me since I saw it probably 5-6 weeks ago. And that's a film that I'm certain is going to feature in the Academy Awards early next year.
Well, it's interesting too, because you've got a film by Rowan Day-Lewis, who is, of course, Daniel Day-Lewis's son. It's his first feature. But Daniel Day-Lewis had said, I'm not going to be in films anymore, but he's put his hat in the ring for his son's film.
Yeah, he's been off screen for, he's had an 8-year hiatus, and his performance in Anemone is, again, really extraordinary, and it's a beautifully crafted film. And I did mention the other night at the media launch that there's just so many close-up shots of Daniel Day-Lewis in the film, and his facial expressions and his emotion, it's just captivating.
Yeah, let's go back to the Corral, which was the one that's got Ralph Fiennes in it. It's set during the First World War, and it's a reflection on a country area losing its men and the choral master needing to use adolescent voices for the choir. And they're going to sing Elgar's The Dream of Gerontonus. It just brings in so many things here quintessentially English elements. But it's also the first screenplay that Alan Bennett's written for decades. This is actually quite groundbreaking, isn't it?
It really is. And it's a beautiful period piece. And like you mentioned, it's about a choral group that comes together with a German, or actually is from Germany, a choir master, and everybody in the town's a little bit the suspect of him. They're a little bit concerned. But it's, you know, and Ralph Fiennes obviously plays the master. And it's just a compelling story. And it's guaranteed to be, you know, one of the real major hits in the festival this year.
There are other things, though, in this festival, which is pretty interesting. You've got, I brought up the film Dragonfly. I actually watched a screener of it the other day, and my God, what a tremulous little urban horror that is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really wonderful film. That's one that I chose kind of late in the piece, but I was really compelled with that film, and just the relationship between an elderly woman who's doing it quite tough.
Played by Vera.
exactly, played by Brenda Blethyn, and then her relationship with her next door neighbour, and you can just feel like there's something sinister maybe happening. But I was really taken aback by that film.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was fabulous and. Oh, it's just beautifully acted, beautifully acted. And it's a kind of a three-hander, and it's really worth seeing. But also things like documentaries. There's some really lovely, tasty documentaries. You must have spent a long time putting this all together. Like the film I Am Martin Parr, the photographer, that's just a great film.
Yeah, it is. That's a great film because it's just such a, you know, an incredible photographer and just captured the essence of Britain. And there's also a documentary about John Lennon and his time in New York City, which I found fascinating, being a child of the 60s. And also another documentary on Twiggy,
which yeah.
is a fantastic documentary with some incredible you know, cast that are interviewed, including Dustin Hoffman, Paul McCartney, Jonah Lumley. And as a companion piece to the Twiggy documentary, because the boyfriend is featured in that documentary, we decided to screen the boyfriend, the Ken Russell, you know, dazzling musical from 1971. So that's also a companion piece to the Twiggy doco.
Yeah, how exciting. Also, the other thing that's really interesting about this showcase of British film is the amount of big stars. I mean, we've already touched on Ralph Fiennes and Paul Mescal, who I've got to say is Paul Mescal is just what an actor. But there's also, you know, Bill Nye film and Sons. There's also Emma Thompson in Dead of Winter. There's also this really interesting one with Dev Patel called Rabbit Trap, which it is called a film around folk horror set in Wales.
Yeah, that's a kind of an edgy horror film. It's got a real edge to it, that film. And Dev Patel, as you said, is such a high-profile actor and, you know, really, really pleased to be able to have secured that film. And we're also screening the latest film from Gurinder Chadha, who made some wonderful films like Bended Like Beckham, and her latest film, Christmas Karma, is featured in the festival. And that's a remake or a reimagining of Charles Dickens's Christmas Carol.
Yeah, which is interesting, isn't it? Because what you're doing is blending the changes in the cultural fabric of Britain in the festival.
Yes, very much so.
The other part of this festival, which is really important, is the, as you said, well, there's the 25th anniversary screening of Billy Elliot, but there's also this really interesting look at Alfred Hitchcock. Now, for filmmakers in particular, not just film watchers, this looks like a really tasty morsel.
Yeah, these are films that are rarely, rarely seen, and the early Hitchcock films from the 20s and 30s, and the documentaries Becoming Hitchcock, The Legacy of Blackmail, about the making of that wonderful film, and we're fortunate to be able to screen that film and also some of the other companion pieces from the period. And you can see Hitchcock's style and just the way he made films coming out very, very in his early work. And this is an incredibly rare opportunity to see these films on the big screen.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, I have to say. The film festival runs in locally from November the 5th to December the 7th. Palace, of course, has got many outlets. Do you want to talk a little bit to, so people know where they can come and buy tickets, where they can go and see these films?
Yeah, you can buy tickets direct from the cinemas. It's playing at every Palace cinema from, you know, Palace Church Street, Brighton Bay, Cinema Como, then Baldwin, Westgarth, Pentridge, Keno, and Mooney Ponds. And you can buy tickets at online at www.britishfilmfestival.com.au.
Yeah, and of course, there's the newest Palace in Ballarat that you shouldn't forget.
Yeah, of course, the region in Ballarat. That's been an incredibly important location. It's the second year that we've done the British Film Festival there. And it's a fantastic opportunity for our neighbours in that Ballarat region to see these films before they're released, nationally in the first quarter of next year. Plus, there'll be some films in the festival that may not get a theatrical release. So these films have been hand-picked. And I've been working on the festival since February, so I hope that audiences, find that special film.
Thank you very much for talking to me today, Kim Palace.
Pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you.